You're listening to the Household of Christ podcast. Be encouraged and inspired as we dive into God's Word.
I've got a message that was stirring in my heart. You know, some weeks are just more tough than other weeks. Have you had one of those? It's just a tough week and you say, Lord, I just need you to jump in and protect me and help me. Amen. Many times when there's weeks like that, I say, God, just give me a godly solution. Just give me an answer and show me the way out. God said to Abraham in Genesis 15 verse 1, he said, I'll be your shield, I'm going to be your protection, and I'll be your exceedingly great reward. And this brought me to start to think about the armor of God. And this is where the message started, Ephesians 6 verse 10. Paul writes to the Ephesians and he says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We should be strong not in ourselves, but strong in what God has done. Verse 11, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. When I read this, I saw, put on the whole armor of God. And I started thinking about, how many times are we clothed, but we've not put on the whole armor of God? And the reason why we're experiencing some difficulties and challenges is because we don't put on the whole armor of God. Secondly, the Bible says here that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Your children is not the problem. Your boss is not the problem. Your spouse is not the problem. Flesh and blood is not the problem. But we are wrestling against spiritual principalities, wicked things out there that's coming against you that wants you to sin. Your real problem is not people. Your real problem is sin. Can I have one amen? If we don't point the finger to people, we have to look at what are these things, the sins that so easily ensnare us, is what Hebrews talks about. All the above wants to influence you in a way that you would start to sin. Because sin is the one thing that can separate you from God. And that's the plan of the devil. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He wants to kill, steal, and destroy your relationship with God, your relationship with those that are around you. Amen. So we have to stand. I've heard they say, if you stand for nothing, it's easy to fall for everything. So if you want to stand for Jesus, let me see, show me your hand. Who wants to stand for Jesus? If you want to stand for Jesus, you have to make sure that you are clothed with Jesus. Ephesians 6:14 says, stand therefore, having girded your waist with the truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Verse 16, above all, taking the shield of faith. Above all, taking the shield of faith. Why? Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. Faith is our connection with God. It says, above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. I want to start by just saying there's a reason why Paul puts the armor in this specific order. You know, we would think, okay, start at the top or start at the bottom, but he starts in the middle with the belt of truth. Why? Because that's what it's all about. If you want to stand strong, you have to view everything in the light of God's word, which is the truth. The belt of truth is the most important thing. You know, the truth brings information. Look at the war that's going on in the Middle East right now. They want intelligence. They want information to know what to do, what's going on ground. And it's the same for us. We have to view everything in the light of God's word to know what to do. So the belt was their number one to gird the garments. Because if they didn't do that, it's easy to trip over the garments and fall. Number one, it's also the very thing that's used for the sword. The sword of the Spirit, the word. So you can see that the belt and the sword of the Spirit are linked to each other. Amen. So it's the word, the truth that is so important. Interesting statistic. I don't know if you saw that YouVersion announced in February that South Africa is globally one of the top five countries in the world reading their Bibles. Amen. Give the Lord a hand for that. And as a congregation, we challenge our members to read through the Bible 3 times a year. I know there's a plan to read through the Bible once a year, but we don't want to be the nominal. We want to be normal. Amen. Read through your Bible a little bit more. Be above the average. But you have to read your word to know what it says. Amen. Truth is the foundation. Truth is the foundation. If you want to go into a battle, truth is how you do it. Amen. Intelligence that you can have, what the word of God says. I was hearing something this week that was very interesting. You know, most of us going into the promised land, we think it's just going to be one battle. But if you look at scripture, it wasn't after they had victory over Jericho that all the other cities just bowed. I believe there was over 30 cities that they had to go and conquer, 30 kings that they had to go and conquer. So you have to be able to stand and stand for a very long time. The devil will attack you to doubt your identity. That's why you need to know what the truth says about yourself. Because Jesus is the way, Jesus is the truth. John 14, verse 6, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Truth gives us stability. When you feel like everybody hates you, Jesus loves you. It brings stability in your heart. He puts peace in your heart. Amen. When we are girded with the truth, we can face everything. When you are girded with the truth, every wind of doctrine won't push you in this way, and then that way, when you have the truth. Amen. So from truth flows righteousness. He who knew no sin became sin, so that we can become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. It's this righteousness that protects our hearts. It's a battle to protect your heart. Who got offended this week? Who got double offended? Who blew a gasket? Yeah, sometimes you just have to confess your weaknesses. You know, when you confess your sins, He is faithful and just to disconnect you from that. So what does the Bible say? We confess with our mouths what we believe with our hearts unto righteousness. Romans 1:16 says, For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, because it's the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, and then to the Gentiles. Verse 17, for in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. A righteousness that is by faith from first to the last. Just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. Amen. When there's righteousness, it opens the door to peace. Shoes of the gospel of peace. When you can preach peace to people, you'll have faith to continue to do that. That's the shield of faith. Amen. Righteousness by faith. The just shall live by faith. Amen. That leads to salvation. You start thinking better. The helmet of salvation. Amen. Are you following with me? And when you make the Word of God an integral part of your life, by its very nature, it will start to change you, but you'll be able to use the sword of the Spirit, the Word, in the right way. Amen. Remember, the word is not there to hurt people, it's there to build up people. Have you ever had a disagreement with somebody and then you use the word as a weapon to put them in their place? Shouldn't do that. Amen. Jesus is the gift with a lift. Amen. So it's the belt, the breastplate, the shoes, the shield, the helmet, the sword. Are you ready? Can we go through it? So let me just start by saying this. It's not so much putting it on or sticking it on or declaring it on, but it's allowing it not just to be on you, but to be in you. So it starts with the belt of truth. John 17, verse 17 says, Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. So this is what the word of God does. It sanctifies us. When you say, I'm putting on the belt of truth, you are saying, I'm deciding to walk in the light of God's favor. I'm starting to walk in the light of God's truth in everything that I do. John 15, verse 3 says, You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken. It says, You are already clean. So when you know the truth, you know that God has sanctified you, that He's died on the cross for you. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. Oh, wow. So what is the armor of God about? It's not just putting it on. It's allowing this word to become a part of you so that your life can change. Amen. Jesus said, abide in me and I will abide in you. So it starts with this truth being on the inside of you, believing the truth and not just the facts. Amen? Facts sometimes, they are there and they are real. We cannot ignore it. But the truth is, Jesus has made a way. Amen. There's lasting fruit, there's lasting protection when we abide in Him, when we believe what He has done. Amen. When you choose the truth of God, you're choosing to believe what He is saying and not to believe the lies of this world. Turn to the person next to you and say, hold on to the truth. Doesn't matter what happens, you have to hold on to the truth. So that's the first thing. Amen. Second thing, breastplate of righteousness. That's all about protecting your heart so that this heart can remain righteous. Christianity is all about the heart. All about the heart. If you can keep this pure, you'll finish strong. One of the definitions of finishing strong is the day that you close your eyes to cross over to meet the Lord Jesus Christ and your heart is offense-free, is filled with the righteousness of God, then you have finished strong. Psalm 51 verse 10 says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Christianity is all about the purity of our hearts. I mean, how many things are happening around us that wants to contaminate our hearts every day? Can I ask you a question? You know, you want to know how good that armor is working in your life? Ask yourself the question, how quickly can you forgive? And when you forgive Ephesians 4? Can you forgive in the same way as Christ forgave you? Because Christ forgives completely. Sometimes we say, I'm going to forgive, but I'm not going to forget. Don't raise your hand, but you can just double blink at me if you've done that before. When we don't forgive, we keep unrighteousness in our hearts. And this weakens everything. If you don't forgive, sin is unrighteousness. To not forgive is a sin. When you do that, you are weakening your armor. You have to stand strong in what God has done for you. As Christ has forgiven you, you have to forgive. Protect your heart. Turn to the person next to you and say, protect your heart. Proverbs 4 verse 23 says, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Your heart determines the course of your life, because what you believe with your heart is what you will say, is what you will start to do. Psalm 119 verse 11 says, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. If you don't want to sin, keep the word of God in your heart. Amen. Meditate upon it day and night. The word of God actually in your heart becomes the righteous breastplate. Amen. So righteous breastplate, what's next? The shoes of the gospel of peace. Let me just ask this question. Where your feet are taking you, are those places of peace or places of fighting? Or let me rephrase it. Wherever you go, do you bring peace or do you bring contention? Ain't no. The Bible teaches us very clearly how to make our paths straight. Who of you would like to know the secret of straight paths? It gives us clear instruction in the book of Hebrews 12 verse 13. It says, and make straight paths for your feet so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed. Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. It says, do you want straight paths? Pursue peace and pursue holiness. Not pursuing peace and holiness can cause you not to see the Lord. Family, listen to me. I can water this down that it just tastes like whatever you want to, but it's not going to change you. Amen? Being a contentious person can cost you your salvation. Just go to the next verse. I'll prove it to you. Verse 15, it says, be careful lest you fall short of the grace of God. What happens if you fall short of the grace of God? No Jesus. Be careful lest you fall short of the grace of God and a root of bitterness springs up. And by this, many become defiled. You have to do the heart test. Many become defiled. That's the fruit. It means you are talking bad and saying bad things about people. It's the fruit that there's a root of bitterness. And if you've got bitterness, it means you've not forgiven. It means offense has taken place. There's resentment, unforgiveness, bitterness, hatred. After bitterness comes hatred, and hatred is equal to killing your brother. Turn to the person next to you and say, enough. Say, I need the armor of God to protect my heart. You know, sometimes it's not even the evil, demonic friend out there that causes the offense. It's here right next to you. Your spouse. Go ask my wife how many times I've made her angry. She'll tell you. Just being married to a pastor doesn't mean it's straight paths, amen. But we thank God for Jesus that jumps in and says, okay, stop your nonsense and forgive and let go, amen. Family, listen to me. Many people cannot stand because their ankles, the joints have been hurt, the ligaments has been torn. What does the Bible say? How do you damage those ligaments to stand? When you don't pursue peace. When you go there and you say, today I'm going to sort them out. Here's the line, I dare you, step over that. It's not the attitude and the heart of a Christian. A Christian, a servant of the Lord should not quarrel. Go read 2 Timothy 2. What do we do on Facebook today? It's a trap of the devil. You say what? You say what? And it becomes a distraction to weaken your armor. Ephesians 6:13. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground and after you've done everything, to stand. Sometimes when you've done everything, you've prayed the prayers, you've worked hard, you have to leave it for God. But in that time, while you are waiting for God to do what He has to do, you have to stand. And if there's unforgiveness and bitterness and not peace, it's difficult to stand. Am I helping some people here? The armor of God is not just what God is doing for us, but what we have to do as well. Number 4, the shield of faith. Believing that God is your shield and your protection. Faith is your connection. Those who honor God in their times of trials will be honored by God through their trials. The source of our protection is Jesus, and we connect with Him by faith. Faith is the substance of things not seen, the evidence of things that we hope for. Amen? But faith without works is dead. There needs to be action. If there's no action, it's not faith. Not just to say it, but to do it. Faith is the thing that produces the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Faith allows us to know that God is our source. Faith allows me to abide in God and to allow God to abide in me. When Christ is on the inside of you, whatever insult is thrown at you is not at you, but at God. Think about Paul on his way to Damascus to go kill the Christians. Look for them, sort them out. On a war path, he met with God who said, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? He says, well, I'm not persecuting you. I'm killing the bad Christians. He says, no. those that are born again, when you come against them, you're coming against me. This is the revelation that Paul had, Christ on the inside of us. That's why he says, when they curse you, bless them. Because they don't know that they are cursing Christ. When they despitefully use you, pray for them. Because they don't know that they're despitefully using the Jesus on the inside of you. But by faith, you have to be aware of God's presence on the inside of you. When you're aware of God's presence on the inside of you, you will behave differently. You'll bless when they curse you. You'll pray for them when they despitefully use you. We are to remain in faith at all times. Because faith is the thing that allows you to enter into the promised land. Everything which is not of faith is sin. Can you see how important that is? The next one, helmet of salvation. Helmet of salvation. And when I read this, I thought, how many people believe with their hearts that Jesus died for them? How many people are born again? How many people are quoting scriptures? But one thing they don't do, they don't put on the helmet of salvation. They don't protect their thoughts. Let me see, where's all the overthinkers? Overthinkers, you need the helmet of salvation to put on the armor of God, the helmet of salvation to protect your mind, to think upon things from above. Colossians 3 verse 2 says, set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. You have to keep your mind secure upon what Jesus is saying, what the Word is saying. Watch your thoughts. Your thoughts become your words. Your words become your actions. Your actions become your habits. Your habits become your character. And your character becomes your destiny. What you say, what you think is what you'll start to say. What you say is what you'll start to do. What you do on a regular basis becomes your habits. The things that are your habits become your character. Your character determines your destiny. Many of us can quote Jeremiah 29:11. I know the thoughts that I have towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. But if you don't protect your thoughts, even the thoughts that God has towards you to bless you, to prosper you, to take you from where you are to where He wants you to be, if you're thinking thoughts of destruction, you'll start to say it, you'll start to do it, you'll start to live it. It will become a habit, your character, and then you'll do that. You go in the direction of your thoughts. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Neuroplasticity. Jesus knew about it. God knew about it thousands of years ago. Your brain believes what you tell it the most. There are people that are beautiful, but they've been told they are ugly. And even though they can win Miss World, they'll just say, I'm not beautiful. Why? Because that's what they're telling themselves the whole time. That's what they believe the whole time. Now they start to behave like that. It's interesting that the Bible says when you receive this word with meekness into your heart, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are the greatest, God's greatest creation. You're made in His image and likeness. You have a purpose. I knew you before you were formed. When you start to receive that with meekness into your heart, I'm the head, I'm not the tail, I'm going over, I'm not going under. When you start to receive that with meekness into your heart, it's able to save your soul. James 1. This is not science fiction. This is science. Turn to the person next to you, say it's real. What happens in your mind will happen in time. They say in neuroplasticity, the neurons, when they work together, when you are saying it the whole time, neurons that fire together, they wire together. So if you say the whole time, I cannot do it, I cannot do it, I cannot do it, I cannot do it. Then it starts wiring like that in your mind that you think, I cannot do it. So you know what's the truth? Whether you say, I can do it, or I cannot do it. It's both the truth because it's what you are saying. But it's not based upon what we are doing, but what God can do in us and through us. Because as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. That's why we have to tell our young people, there's a future for you. God has planned something for you. Amen? Then to the person that you say, be careful what you say. Because what you are saying, what you are talking about, you know, the conversations that you have in your mind, it's shaping your brain. What you believe here, it starts to shape your beliefs. You know, when somebody believes something, that is so powerful. Amen? Because belief will start to shape and influence your behavior. And when it starts to affect your behavior, that becomes your thoughts, it becomes your feelings, it becomes your experiences, that becomes your reality. Turn to the person next, you say, I need the helmet of salvation. So just to summarize it, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. What you tell your brain the most is what it's going to believe. So if you, that's why the Bible says, don't worry. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry. Why? Because God holds your future in his hands. Whatever is there in tomorrow, God is waiting there for you. That's why Moses even said, he said, the promised land that you've given me, I'm not going into the promised land unless you go before us, Lord. But many of us want to go into the promised land and we say, Lord, you've promised me this. And we say, I wonder if God is there waiting for me. Can I tell you what's the difference? Find out what God wants you to do. Then you know it's blessed and God is with you in it. But you know what we do is we say, God, this is my plan. This is what I want to do. You come and bless it. Can I talk to pastors? You know what pastors often do? They say, let me start a church. God, here's a building. You come and fill it. Doesn't work like that. God calls you, lights the fire on the inside of you, and then he says, okay, with this fire on the inside, now go where I want you. I'm going with you. Many of you have chosen jobs that God did not approve of and went into it and said, God, you bless it now. I'm not saying anybody resign your job if you've had a bad week. Don't do that. That's not what I'm saying. Amen. But get God in it. Go get God's mind about that situation, about your job, and you'll see things will start to change. Amen. You know, what does somebody do that's fully clothed, but they don't have the helmet of salvation on? You know what it sounds like? I hear what you're saying. I know what the Word of God says, but. Ever done that? What are you saying? You're saying, I know what the truth says, but what I'm feeling and thinking is better than the Word of God. That's why I'm going to do this. There's a word for it. It's called pride. It's one of the most dangerous things for a Christian. Pride. Obadiah 1 verse 3 says, the pride of my heart has deceived me. But here we are being clothed with the armor of God, which is we are being clothed with Jesus. You know what Jesus said? Jesus says, come and learn from me, for I'm humble. Jesus' way is the humble way. You have to protect your mind. I don't even go to Romans 12, but you have to renew your mind by renewing it with the Word of God. Amen. Turn to the person next to you and say, pride is so dangerous. What was the original sin that caused Satan to be kicked out of heaven? Pride. Are you an angel? You're not an angel. So if an angel that could play instruments was the worship leader can be kicked out of heaven because of pride, why do we think we can enter into heaven with pride? Hey, no. Jesus said, learn from me. I'm humble. Amen. Can we go to the last one? The sword of the Spirit. And I'm not going to say too much about this because I've covered already with the truth, but the sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. You have to make this the standard for your life. Standard for your marriage, standard for your business, for your children, for every area of your life, because this offers a solution to every fundamental problem in this world. And Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth. And John 6, verse 63, he says, it is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. The Word is full of the Spirit, and the Spirit is full of the Word. That's how it operates. Acts 5 verse 32 says that the Holy Spirit is given to those who obey God. So if you want more Holy Spirit, the working of the sword of the Spirit, become more obedient to the Word of God. The armor of God is not so much putting it on, but abiding in Christ and allowing Christ to abide in you. John 15, verse 5, I'm reading from the New Testament. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Family, listen to me. I can come here and give you the 6 points, and I can have revelation and share revelation. I can articulate words in the right way, be the best preacher in the world, but that's not what it's about. That's nothing if God doesn't show up. What people should do when they look at us is not say, oh, look at the building that they've done, or they've got 6 steps to success. Are you abiding in Christ, and is Christ abiding in you? In Acts 4, when they spoke about Peter and John, they perceived that they were uneducated. They said, we can see these people are uneducated, but they perceived that they had been with Jesus. What? They were abiding in Christ, and Christ were abiding in them, and there was a wisdom that came and ministered to them, that they said, there's something about these people that they are different. When people see the armor of God, it's about us abiding in God. Turn to the person next to you, say, abide in Christ. I'm going to close with this. Paul says, when it comes to the armor of God, he says, be strong in the Lord, in the power that he has given you. Ephesians 6 verse 10, I'm going to read from the Passion Translation. Look at this. Talking about the armor of God. Now, my beloved ones, I have saved these most important truths for last. Be supernaturally infused with strength through your life union with the Lord Jesus. It's, where does your strength come from? It's not your own strength. It's Christ's strength, Christ's ability that becomes your ability. Stand victorious with the force of his explosive power flowing in and through you. It's the Holy Spirit working in you, with you, and through you that brings the change. Finishing strong, it's all about abiding in him. Being clothed with Christ, putting on the armor of God. It's not just saying helmet of salvation, righteous breastplate, belt of truth, shoes of the gospel, shield of faith, and a sword of the Spirit. It's a lifestyle. It's a pattern for victorious living. Can I ask you the question? Will you finish strong? You know what's going on in your heart? Am I doing what God has called me to do? You know, when you're a pastor and God starts asking you that question, am I doing, not have we built a church, are people coming to, are we doing as a church what we're supposed to do? And I can tell you now, God will always challenge us to do more, because that's why you need faith. You need faith for the impossible. Who's ready to do some impossible things with me? Put on your armor of God, because we're moving forward and we're going to do it. Amen. So that's what it's all about. The belt of truth, the Word of God becoming the standard in our lives. The righteous breastplate, that's Jesus Christ. Amen. The helmet of salvation, who gives us salvation? That's Jesus Christ. The shoes of the gospel of peace, who's our peace? It's Jesus Christ. Who's the shield? It's Jesus Christ, because we believe in him. The sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. Who's that? It's Jesus, the Word that became flesh and manifested. So you are busy clothing yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ. Family, it's not all about just seeing his works. We have miracle services and we see the name of Jesus working in the Spirit. And we thank God for that. But it's not just about seeing his works, but learning his ways, according to Galatians 5, verse 22 and 23, to manifest the fruits of the Holy Spirit. When I abide in him, he'll abide in me. That's what it's all about. The armor of God is a pattern, is to show us what does victorious living look like. When I can protect my thoughts, when I can protect my heart, when the Word of God becomes the standard in my life, wherever I go, I bring peace. Amen? The shield of faith. Faith works through love. If your faith works through love, then when people hate you, you can love them. When they curse you, you can bless them. Amen. And the sword of the Spirit, allowing God's Word to discern the intents and the thoughts of our hearts so that we can change and make sure that our hearts are pure towards Him. Selah.
Thanks for listening. Visit www.hoc.org.za to learn more. Household of Christ, loving God, loving people.